gas atomic, spectromatic, heliotropic, electromagnetic, environmental,
Google. Storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your ride's been stalling, you know.
Ask a spectator's form, not a spectator's form.
Adventure's calling, what's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in, because
the Nuga Flugel Adventures. Welcome to La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. What are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport.
What do you see outside?
It's difficult to see. There's heavy fog, but I think we're on a beach.
Soldiers!
Oh, no!
Soldiers! What? Shooting on us! Planes! Bombs! Boats! We're gonna die! We're going to die!
And it's low tide! 1944. Ooh, a beach? Soldiers? War? Ergo ipso facto?
Seriously? Really? Now?
This must be World War II. D-Day. The Allied invasion of Europe on the beaches of Normandy in France. If D-Day hadn't happened, Hitler and the Nazis could have taken Britain, ruled the world, and changed the course of history forever.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, no.
We're in the middle of World War II.
Oh, no,
Now I'm really going to die.
Warning, warning, under enemy fire. Under enemy fire.
Oh, no. Somebody... Please tell me the machine is bulletproof.
Get us out of here. Dandy, now! Now, now, now!
Our three friends find themselves trapped in the middle of a raging war, taking multiple hits from both sides. The machine's main reactor has taken a direct hit and is losing power rapidly. Tandy does her best to get the machine to take off, but it only manages to hover above the sand. This makes the machine even more vulnerable to heavy machine gun fire. Suddenly, the machine lurches forward only to crash land into the sea, narrowly missing two advancing naval battleships. The machine bobs like a cork in the water, battered by the rough waves.
Guys, water! There's water in the back here!
No,
that's not good!
Warning, warning. Hull breach, hull breach.
No, that's not good. That's not good.
I can't swim.
Guys, I can't swim.
We were losing power fast. The major circuits are down. We can't lift off.
No, that's not good.
No power. Use manual cycle dynamo.
What's that?
Dynamo? There must be a dynamo in here somewhere. Look for it, guys.
Guys.
Oh, Schlumpfer, not now. We're trying to find the dynamo.
But guys.
But where's the manual cycle dynamo? I should know this.
Guys.
You should.
I think I'm sitting on it.
Of course, what? Your seat, the exercise bike.
So what do we do? What do we do?
Well, you better get pedaling, Schlumpfer. Now.
And so Schlumpfer started pedaling with all his might. He pedaled and pedaled and pedaled some more. He pedaled as if his life depended on it. The sweat began to pour off Schlumpfer like rain running off a roof. He screamed in agony and pain, but refused to give up. Eventually, the machine had just enough power to lift up out of the water and hover above the raging waves. Tandy quickly programmed in the launch sequence. The machine gasped and spluttered with thick black smoke pouring out the side, but it managed to execute the launch sequence, enabling them to escape from the terrifying World War II battle. But where in the world would the not fully functioning machine take them next? Schlumpfer is the hero of the hour. His frantic peddling provided energy for the machine and enabled them to escape from the middle of a terrifying war zone. The machine has managed to do an emergency landing, but now our three friends have to find out where in the world they are and work out how to fix the machine's main reactor.
Well done, Sammy. You're my hero.
Yeah, good job, buddy. You really got us out of that jam.
Oh, guys, it was nothing.
Oh, what do you mean nothing?
No, exactly.
You saved us. You did.
Oh, gosh.
So where are we?
Is it safe to go outside?
Let's see. Looks like we're on a beach again.
Look, golden brown sands. Oh. Woo! And the beautiful blue-green sea. Let's go outside.
Stop. Yeah.
Tandy, wait.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Come and see the sea.
Cool. Look at that speedboat. Wow. It's super fast.
Whoa. Is that a bunker with a cannon in those cliffs over there? Ooh, the beach. The cliffs. The World War II cannon and that modern speedboat. Ergo ipso facto.
Bozo.
No. Ergo ipso facto.
Coco.
Ergo ipso facto. We're on the beaches of Normandy, France. But I think it's present day, though.
Guys, look at our poor machine. It's taken so many hits, and there's a whole lot of smoke coming out of the main reactor. I'm going to need a new FDL drive, otherwise we're stuck here.
Whoa, a pigeon just landed on my head.
Whoa, I think it's going to make a nest in your fro, bro. Do you know what pigeons do to statues, Schlumpfer?
No, get off my head. Get off my head.
Oh,
come
relax,
here, little
man.
Pigeon. Come here. It seems quite tame, and there's something wrapped around its leg.
Ah, like a carrier pigeon. Hold it still, Tandy. Let me get the message off its leg. Carefully. Oh, it says, I think it's in French, which makes sense, seeing as we're in France.
Let me have a look. I can read this.
You speak Russian and French, Sammy. You have such a gift for languages.
Yeah. Stop, Tandy. Oh, anyway, it says,
catch train to Paris, meet at top of Eiffel Tower for FTL drive. The secret phrase is machines and friendships often break. The secret response is fix them up for heaven's sake. This message will self-destruct in 5, 4,
Schlumpfer,
3...
Schlumpfer, throw the note away now! Throw!
Our beloved machine is injured and in desperate need of repair. It's all up to our three friends to complete the secret mission to find the FTL drive before it's too late. Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of the Nooga Flugel Adventures.
Nooga Flugel.
Hey, Schlumpfer here. Check out our website, flugel.co.za. That's FLOOGAL.co.za. See you there.